السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامة بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. حضرت مفتي صاحب، may Allah سبحانه وتعالى grant you an afiyat, good health, Allah accept your khidmat, and may Allah تعالى grant us tawfiq to inspire the ummah daily so that they could become ibadullah in the true sense. حضرت مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. آمين آمين. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Zulqaada 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 20 and 21. Today, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us, when Almighty Allah reveals certain verses or a surah and chapter, then what is the response of the true believers, the mu'mineen, and the munafiqeen and the hypocrites? And today there is no shortage of them everywhere in the world. So this is where we should be then analyzing and doing self-introspection, that which side of the fence are we? Are we among the true believers, or are we among the fence sitters? When you sit on the fence, you are guilty of committing a major offense. Or are we from the munafiqeen and hypocrites, Allah forbid, that say in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, but inside the inner recesses of our hearts there is hardly ala iman or no iman at all, Allah forbid. So listen to what Almighty Allah states, chapter 47, named after the Master Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Surah Muhammad, and verse 20 and 21. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and the people who have iman, they say, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَتْ سُورَةٌ, why is a surah not being revealed gradually, piecemeal? When the believers would ask, then they were because of their love for wahi, their love for Quran. Zadatum imana, their iman would increase. O Ummah, do you know the lesson of the African lady? He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, honorable father passed away before the Miladun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before the auspicious birth of him, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we see that then the mother passed away, Sayyida Amina, at the age of 6. Then who took care of the master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Who was the Hadina, the one who had custody over him, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The African lady, her name Baraka, and her kunya Agnaman Umme Iman. Imagine, African lady, how Allah elevated her. And that was in the starting stages of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Hayat al-Tayyibah, the true life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then we see in the ending, when the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam's demise takes place, Shaykhain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, say, let us go visit Umme Ayman. And when they went there, the hadith in Muslim Sharif, she was crying so much. And this is after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then they asked her, Ya Umm Ayman, is not the Master alayhi salam gone to a better place? They also started crying and remembered that they said, in what an answer the African lady gave. The Hadina, the one who had the custody of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not crying only because of the firaqun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the judai and the separation and the demise of the Master alayhi salatu salam. I am crying, إِنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدِنْ قَطَعَ. Whilst he, Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was here physically in the world, there was a ta'alluq, a link and connection between the farsh and the arsh, between the throne and the heavens and the land and sand. And now the Master alayhi salatu salam's demise took place. Wahi is finished now. No more will it come. Therefore I'm crying. Their love for Wahi, their love for Quran Sharif, their love for Sunnah Mubarakah. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And the people of Iman would say, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ السُّورَةَ. Why was a surah not revealed? Remember piecemeal gradually. فَإِذَا أُنزِلَتْ. Hence, consequently, فَاَيْ تَعْقِيب. So تَعْقِيب means consequently, subsequently. فَإِذَا أُنزِلَتْ. Hence, when a surah was revealed, suratun muhkama, a defining surah, a surah that has a positive meaning, no ambiguity in it, nothing implicit in it, everything is explicit and clear. Suratun muhkama, وَذُكِرَ فِيهَا الْقِتَالِ. And in there, qital is mentioned. Many of you are business people belonging to the corporate world. You have one corporate company, right? So you have that company right on top. You must remember that. And then at the bottom, you have all the different departments, compartments and so forth. You must remember that. So that is what you must understand. Jihad is the one right on top. So that's the corporate, and then the departments and all the branches and so forth and so on, the subsidiary companies, let's call it like that. So that what I'm doing now is jihad. Then we go for Fajr Salat, that is jihad. You look after your parents, so that is jihad. You are doing good to your wife, so that is jihad, and your children. So jihad is a very broad connotation. So one component, one subsidiary of jihad is qital. Qital is what our Palestinians are doing against the Jutlas, what our Mujahideen are doing in Afghanistan. So that you call qital. So jihad will be the company right on top. And then the subsidiaries will be the different departments of Islam. So now, وَذُكِرَ فِيهَا الْقِتَالُ. So in that surah, there qital is mentioned. You must go out and fight the Jutlas, the Jews in Khaybar. You must go and fight. You must remember the Yahud there in Khaybar. You must go and fight the Mushrikeen and the polytheists there in Badr and there in Hunayn or wherever else they are. You must go and fight the Christians. You must fight this one, fight that one. So these people who are munafiqeen and hypocrites, what was their response and reaction? See what Allah says. وَذُكِرَ فِيهَا الْقِتَالُ رَيْتَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٍ. You will see, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hearts of those people who there's a sickness, there's a disease, there's an illness. The illness and sickness of nifaq and hypocrisy. مَرَضِي يَنْزُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ نَظَرَ الْمَغْشِيِ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ. They will look at you, Ya Rasulullah. نظر المغشي عليه, like a person who's fainting, you see, dead on the verge of collapsing. Why? من الموت. They fear that they will die. The true Muslim wants to give his life. Our Hamas taught us a forgotten lesson to this ummah. Look at all these Arab tanpot dictators and murtads and munafiqeen and khabis, that they are the ones who are preventing the jihad and the qital taking place. So these people taught us, remember, a lesson that we can take on the might of America, the might of Britain, the might of Israel, and the might of India, and we will defeat them bi-iznillah, with the permission of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is what it is all about. نظر المغشي عليه من الموت. They looked at them as though they're going to collapse and faint any time with the fear of death. Allama Ibn Kathir translates the next portion very beautifully. Fa'ula lahum wa afa ajdaru lahum. Yes, it was the best thing for them to do, to freak and die. You see, that's the translation. That you munafiqeen, fa'ula lahum fa ajdaru lahum. It's best for you to freak and to die, die like dogs and so forth. Because your resting place will be chapter 4, verse number 145. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ, that they will be dispatched to the lowest dungeon, prison and jail there in Jahannam. اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالشِّرْكِ وَالنِّفَاقِ. Till learn this dua, teach your children, grandchildren. Read with me. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, inna na'udhu bika, verily we seek your protection, min al-kufri, from blasphemy, we reject things which are compulsory in Islam, Allah forbid, wa shirki, with polytheism, idol worship, where we associate, ascribe somebody, something to Almighty Allah, wa nifaqi, and hypocrisy, we say we Muslims, but inside the inner recesses of our heart, we don't believe in it. We say, yes, but he does make excuses and all that, come across apologetic. And remember, compromising, so that exactly is nifaq. For awla lahum, it is better for them to freak and die, this munafiqeen. Ta'atu wa qawlum ma'ruf. So, yeah, Allama Ibn Kathir and them wrote, the true believer, what he does, ta'ah, he's obedient to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and obedient to Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Sallam, qawlun ma'roof, and he speaks the good speech. Ya Rasulullah, nahnu musta'iddun, we are ready. What they did in Battle of Badr, they changed the whole atmosphere. They said, salma shi'ita waqta, Sulman Shi'ita, and then Salma Shi'ita, and Silman Shi'ita, and Waqta Man Shi'ita. Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Salma Shi'ita, with the scene. Ask whatever you want. Silman Shi'ita, join us with whoever you want. Waqta Man Shi'ita, cut us off from who you want. We will never tell you like what Israelites and Bani Israel told Musa Alayhi Salaam. اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إن هاهنا قائدون. You and your Allah, you go fight, we are spectators. Nay, we will be on your right, we will be on your left, we will be everywhere defending you, defending Islam. Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ta'atu, obedience. And waqawlum ma'roof, and good speech. So then the meaning will be, khayrul lahum, is best for them, you see. So that were the Sahaba and the true companions and so forth. فَإِذَا أَزَمَ الْأَمْرُ, and when that resolute decision has been made, that firm decision has been made, so فَلَوْ صَدَقُوا اللَّهَ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, that if they were truthful, then remember it should be better for them. So Sahaba were truthful. The munafiqeen, if they became the truthful ones, made sincere tawbah and repented, and some of them repented, then remember they become Sahaba, and for them is khayran lahum, ay fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and in the year after. So may Almighty Allah protect and preserve our iman, and we die with iman and Islam. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. O beloved Allah Jalla wala, make that the best day in our life, that day when we come to meet you. When death overtakes us, you are pleased with us, we are pleased with you. Radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. And the last words we utter on this earth is kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah. So these are the type of du'as and supplications we should make daily and teach our children, our grandchildren and our students as well. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today in South Africa, a few other countries, in the 22nd of Zulqa'dah, so next week Wednesday, you will scan the sky, 35, 36 hour moon. So inshallah, it will be sighted, and then Thursday will be the first. And then remember that Arafat day in South Africa will be Friday, and Saturday will be Eid al-Adha. the 7th of June, the Saturday, Insha Allah Al-Aziz. Most countries in the world, Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, Palestine, and Masjid Al-Aqsa, America, Europe, today is the 23rd. So next week, Wednesday, will be the 1st already there. You know they got sharp munsamis in that part of the world. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us give you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally and internationally. Write down, today is day number 593 of the war, if they call it war. One side got arms, ammunition, and they got help and assistance from all the haramis. And other side, 10,000 people, hardly any arms and so forth. But yet the battle rages on. So day number 593 in Gaza. So say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. In the past 24 hours, 3 jutlas dispatched to hell. We're very happy about that. A khuya juat is a doya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. We have no sympathy for these jutlas and haramis. So now BBC said, when I heard the news, they said not one aid has been distributed, nothing has been distributed at all there in Gaza. 100 trucks entered, they all just entered Gaza, but they haven't reached the warehouses, the distribution point. So 2.1 million people are starving in Gaza, and these pigs and these swines and these monkeys and donkeys, the Yahud, the Jews, the Zionists, Allah's curse be upon them, are busy still with extermination of the Palestinians and starvation. And the European Union says we're going to take action, and all this trade and all that, we're giving you free deals and so forth. So that will stop. Israel's biggest partner is the European Union. So you should know all these things here. We must remember that. And Britain has paused their trade, you must remember, free trade with Israel, and said they're recalling their ambassador. They summoned the ambassador of Israel also and gave her, she's a harami there, a tongue lashing as well, you must remember that. So all this happened. UAE, Pakka, Munafiqeen, Murtaddeen, the leadership there in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, they are the ones who attack on Sudan, according to the United Nations, you must remember that. And they, instead of helping the Muslim country, they're helping America and so forth and so on to destabilize that region. So therefore, our verdict is the rulers of each of this, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Pakka, Murtad, Kafirin, and Munafiqeen. And you can quote that fatwa of mine in any part of the world. Moscow, Putin, putting everything in place. You see, Putin is a seasoned politician. Moscow security meeting. More than 100 countries will be attending. More than 125 delegations will be coming to Moscow. And they will be having a security meeting on the 27th to 29th of May. So you know that today is what? Today is Wednesday. You must remember that. And it's already the 21st of May. So this will be when? On 27th to 29th of May. So 1 week's time plus minus. So you must remember that. That is Putin sorting things out. And America and them, Europe are wondering, we applied sanctions, but more countries are going towards Russia. More countries are joining them and joining China and BRICS and so forth. So U.S. should never intervene in Ukraine. That's what Trump was trumpeting about and say, biggest mistake we made, invested there millions and billions of dollars. No benefit, all down the drain. India, so you must remember, Silicon Valley is flooded. Allah is punishing the Hindu regime, the Hindufta, Modi and company. They thought they can just beat Pakistan. Pakistan gave them a good threshing. And now Allah is punishing them. Big floods there, you must remember, in the Indian Silicon Valley. So that is, you must remember, there's areas there, you know, on the south. You must remember that. So that is where they have the Silicon Valley. Trump says, listen to what Trump says. He wants to anger and he wants to play the mind game with Osiril. So Trump says South Africa is out of control. Imagine that. So if I ask you, Trump, is America under control? You got the biggest national debt in the world, that trillion dollars. You got one of the biggest corruption going on. And you know all the murder, mayhem you committed there in Afghanistan and Iraq, and now with your arms and money, what Israel is doing. So who is out of control, you harami? You out of control. You're not fit to be a president. 34 felon charges. So Musk to remain, Elon Musk, born in South Africa, made money in apartheid South Africa. Today he wants to talk nonsense about South Africa. So Elon Musk to remain the CEO of Tesla. You know that electronic cars of his for the next 5 years. So the Muzdalifa, now they're telling you the Arab media, if you read the Arab newspapers, this minister and this deputy minister is going to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa. They're doing all the checks and so forth. If you go to Muzdalifa, you have to spend the night there, Quran says also. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. But these haramis, the Saudi regime, the Najdis and Wahhabis, they can't even put new boards there. People don't even know whether they're in Muzdalifa or not. Because the Hajj got nothing to do with them and Islam. It's all a money-making exercise. Bring in 3-4 million people Ramadan time and make money. Bring 1-2 million people time for Hajj and make money. So they got nothing to do with yu'minuna bil ghaib. By them is yu'minuna bil jayib. How we can fleece and how we can take money out of the hajis and the mu'tamireen, the people who come for pilgrimage. What a shame for the Saudi regime. Allahumma ahlik ala Saud kama ahlakta ada wa Thamud. So there you must remember in Islamabad, there was one character. He had a girlfriend, and that girlfriend didn't want to do what he wanted, so he beheaded her. So the Pakistan Supreme Court upheld the death penalty for the man who beheaded his girlfriend. You see, whenever we get involved in haram like this, Allah protect us all. We're not Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. We have mistress. How many times I receive questions? Yesterday or to Monday or Tuesday, I received question. They say, does Maulana, can you believe that? Does Maulana made a secret nikah? And then he got busy with that. They just call her Appa. You see, secret nikah, nobody knows. He used to come there once a week, you see, give her a quickie. And then he left her and so forth. Now after 3 months, 6 months, whatever, he's fed up with her. He tells her that the nikah is over. Now they send me the question. First of all, is the nikah valid? So I say nikah is not valid according to majority scholars. The girl's father knows nothing. She was a divorcee or widow or whatever. So the papas get busy with the appas. You see, all haram business, this type of things here. So there can never be goodness in that. Then he just leaves her and dumps her after using her. So how many girl ladies got sugar daddies? How many husbands got mistresses meeting them in the hotel and here and there? And then when the disgrace comes, you want to murder her. You want that, she must abort the baby. So this in Pakistan, this Mota, what he did, he beheaded that lady, his girlfriend, his mistress, and now death penalty for him. It's the right thing with Pakistan. I hope they give him that. They should hang him in public. Trump there, you must remember what he says. So he's going to protect the US. So you must remember that. He's going to meet O'Sullivan today, and his aim is just to protect US. He's not bothered about South Africa and this. Iran A, flying from Iran back to Jeddah and so forth to Saudi Arabia after a long period. I flew on their airlines. You know, when I went to Iran in 2013, I was impressed, you know. So the rice prices, the price of rice is doubled in Japan. And one of the ministers or so, he made a big noise. He don't know when last he bought rice, so now he had to resign. People are suffering and you make a joke and so forth. So therefore, remember, Japan also big problems there. Let's come to South Africa, our beloved country. Today, there the budget will be budget number 3, courtesy ANC. You see that? Hopeless, useless. First time, they couldn't come right because of the VAT. Second time, they couldn't come right also because of that. Now, third time. But the best part is Cyril is not here. Therefore, Malema says, it's a foolish decision for Cyril to go now. He's supposed to be here. Then the budget and everything must go smooth. And after that, you could have gone to America. Now you must remember yesterday the news broke. They say Cyril won't be there. And Mashatile, the deputy president, won't be there. So Minister of Finance will be there with some other chamchas and sidekicks. Very bad timing. I have to agree with Malema. Remember, I got nothing to do with EFF. But if anybody speaks truth, if the Jutlas also speak truth, we will say it's the truth, the haramis. So Cyril versus Trump. Who will win? So remember, this is home ground advantage for him. So either the meeting can go well, like how Trump and the Carney of Canada went, you see, or either it can go really pear shape, like how Zelensky and Trump. So we hope that Cyril is not humiliated and disgraced there. He must stick to his points. That you say there's a genocide going on here. So give us the evidence, you see. We can give you a million evidence of genocide in Palestine, occupied Palestine, in Gaza. So you give us your evidence. You must put him on the back foot. And then he will tell you that there's Bura and that are treated badly. So then we got a million other Bura here. And they all staying here. If they were all treated badly, so why are they not packing up and going? And those 49-50 who went, they're already regretting the haramis. So there you have to do everything yourself, you must remember. South Africa, all 9 provinces, load shedding is back. Don't listen to all this ANC and all these things here. There's going to be load shedding, 9 hours, 14 hours, 6 hours in different places. So remember, this winter is very cold. Before I came here to the studio, I went outside, you see, to open the gates and everything so it's easy for me to go for Fajr Salat. And I just went outside and I felt so cold, you know, I had to wear my jersey and everything there. So from you Natalians and others who want to come here to Gauteng, and you're going to come this week, next week, so bring all your jerseys and bring all your jars, you know the jars. Your overcoat and everything is getting very, very cold here, remember. Programs today, inshallah, today will be Moana Salman Yunus and so forth with him. With Moana Zahid, 8:30 to 9, and then 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 will be Tafsir of Noble Quran. And after the Zohar Salat, make special dua. It's time when duas are accepted. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mal'unin al-mustawtinin. Ya Allah, you punish these haramis, the jutlas and the settlers. Ya Allah, you decimate them. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Ya Qawiyu, Ya Aziz. Ya Allah, help our Palestinians, our Hamas, our Jihad Islami, our children, our babies, Ya Allah, against these baby killers and murderers of prophets and messengers. The world is saying, who are the Jutlas? Who are the Jews? Now the world is turning against them, you see. America is putting pressure. European Union is threatening them. Only these Arab donkeys, they can't come to their senses still. They should have broken ties long time with Israel. But the haramis, no iman, murtaddeen, munafiqeen, auladu iblis. So what you expect from them, the shaitan's children? Come on, Salim, we have 15 minutes left for Q&A. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, please advise if it's permissible for a woman to start a business from home, and if it is, what are the rules she must follow?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we encourage that. So you must start a business from home. So you make samosas, you make bhajjas, you do sewing, you do knitting, you do computer, you understand? You type out for people and so forth and so on. So remember today, during COVID-1, you know, unintended consequences, the plandemic and the scamdemic, the men were told to stay at home and do the work. So now for you ladies, in the comfort of your house, you do it on your terms. Have all the prices, everything fixed. Don't allow no credit. Remember that. Al-miqarzu miqrazul mahabbah. Then no, this lady is my friend, and this one is my mother-in-law, and that is my daughter-in-law. Whoever you're selling, charge them in cash. No pay, no play. Finish and claw. So you must be dead. In Arabic, we got a beautiful saying, when you start giving account and loans, so miqraz. Miqraz means a scissor. So that becomes the scissor to break the mahabba. And so straightforward, cash deals only, and you must pay, you understand? So this, that, then, otherwise, no, we don't supply to you. So things like that put in place, so you must remember, where then afterwards, there will be no problems for you.
Mufti Saab, what does it mean if a person dreams about themselves praying Salah? She said she prays a lot and does a lot of zikr.
When Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for the miraculous nocturnal journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Jerusalem, that's called Isra, chapter 17, verse 1, the beginning of the 15th Supara, and then there met the Anbiya, the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, and the messengers, led them in Salah, two rakats, Fajr Salah, the ulama say, and remember to show to the world, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen was, is, will always be him, Mustafa Nabiyuna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam rahmatul alamin. Then from there the Mi'raj took place from Qubbatul Sakhra, the golden dome, that area there that you call Mi'raj. Go open first for Surah 53, Surah Al-Najmi, verses 1 to 18. So that is what the whole journey of Mi'raj, Allah speaks of that there. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while travelling, remember to Jerusalem and so forth, says that I saw Musa alayhi salatu salam reading Salat and so forth. You must remember that. So it shows, you must remember, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw all this, and that is wahi. So when you see a person reading Salat, you see yourself in the Salat. So that's a sign of ibadat as-salihin, that inshallah you are included in the pious, pious servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Keep on doing all the good deeds that you are doing and stay away from all the haram and all the things. Remember, even if some maulvis or muftis tell you it's permissible, you just stay away from that. So mubarak to you, honey and luck, very good sign. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. For some pious people, awliyaullah, Allah gives them bushra, bisharat, glad tidings, good news here in this world also. So inshallah, that is good news for you, my brother, sister, ameen.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to play a recording of the Quran in a mayyat's house while the mayyat is still there?
Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, on the authority of Ma'qil bin Yasar radiallahu ta'ala, and the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, and we, the four schools of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Malikis, the Shafi'is, Hanbalis, Hanafis, say to read the Quran Sharif for the deceased, totally permissible. These Salafis who are, you understand, crooked scholars, call them, you understand, pseudo scholars, Dhal and Mudwil. So they say not permissible, we reject their verdict and their sayings, Kain and Mankan, whoever says that. So the hadith says, Iqra Surah Yasin. So not put recording and all that, so you can't even read one Yasin for the deceased. What you doing there then? So you must remember that, not permissible, unless you'll make a mockery, you remember. You move into your new house, you can't read one Surah Baqarah. Whenever I come back from a journey, you see, I came back from Northwest. So I came back Saturday. So Asr time, just Asr Maghrib time, I came back. So after Maghrib, I read whole Surah Baqarah. With Allah's help, with Allah's mercy. So whenever we come, traveling, going here, there, so you must read. You know, how long it takes us who are half is half an hour. So then you read the whole Surah Baqarah like that, 40 minutes maximum. So you must stay, read the whole Surah Baqarah, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. You must read Surah Yasin for us, 5 minutes for you, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour if you're a slow reader. So no, you can't be playing recordings and all that. You must read. The practice on hadith, Iqra' Surah Al-Baqarah, read Surah Baqarah, فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا بَرَكَةً, because you read it, it brings barakah and blessing. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرَةً, you don't read it, it is remorse and regret. وَلَا يَشْتَتِئُهَا الْبَطَلَةً, and remember, the evil forces cannot overpower it. By you putting a recording, one, you're going against the hadith. Two, you continue with your panchat and talking nonsense there. You know the woman, put 10 women, 9 times out of 10, they'll talk nonsense, remember that, you know. So that is the truth, whether woman like or don't like, that is the truth. So you must remember these type of things there. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said that majority of the people in Jahannam will be women. So the Sahabiya, they were amazed, why Ya Rasulullah, lima Ya Rasulullah? He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تكسرنا اللعنة. You curse people too much and وتكفرنا العشير. You're very ungrateful of your husbands and so forth. So therefore, you must read, not just listen and talk and get busy with all our social panchat and all that. Not permissible that.
Mufti Saab, my mother and I have received the share of a property sold. The share given was 75,000 rand. How do I share it percentage-wise between me, my mother, and I have no brothers? I'm the only daughter.
So you must remember the way I understand the question, your father passed away. So Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So you as a daughter and you and your mother, you should be reading abundantly Surah 14 verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Ya Allah, Jalla wa'ala, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. So remember, when a true Muslim person passes away, then the following must be done in sequence. One, burial, funeral expenses. You must take the money from the estate of the deceased. Somebody wants to pay, family, friend, all that permissible. The debts of the deceased, all must be settled. Business debts, corporate debts, personal debts, immediately. Not after 40 days, 100 days, and 200 days. All that is haram. Three, wasiya. Maybe he, the person, whilst he was alive, in this case your beloved father, he made a wasiya, give this masjid, give this madrasa, give this darulum, whatever certain sum, and there are two male witnesses, so that must be implemented. Or you must remember he wrote it out, so that must be done also. So you give to non-heirs for wasiya, and when you bequeath, and must not exceed 1/3 of the net estate. And forth comes the shares of the heirs. It's your mother, but the relationship to the deceased is she is the wife of the deceased. So she will receive your mother, so but the wife of the deceased, 12.5%. So that is mummy's share, 1/8. Then your share as a daughter is 50%. So now 62.5% is gone already. Now what happens? You say your parents, meaning you got only the mother, right? So now, but your dada, dadi, all that, nana, nani, all of them, they all, nobody there. So now that is they out of the question. We passed away. And then there are no other children. Then the siblings of the deceased also, you say there's no siblings, all passed away. So now in a case like that, what must we do? So this is what you must do. 12.5% to the wife, 50% to the daughter. And that remaining portion there, so how much will it be? 37.5%. That will go to the brothers, the children, remember? So that will be, or the deceased, you said as a brother, right? So their brother's children, if they must get the share there. So that is how you must then give it to them. That is the residue, the remainder, asaba, and all the technical jargon. So they must get it. You must remember that. So if you still got any questions, just send me, you understand, a WhatsApp, 071-888-1184. Inshallah, during the day, today or tomorrow, because I got some important work today. So inshallah, we'll answer your queries.
Mufti Saab, I have a question. I work at a granite factory where we manufacture. I have a customer that wants to purchase a stone but engrave the Om sign on there, as we offer engraving services. Is this permissible?
Very, very good question. The question, understand it, because some people won't even understand the question. The question is, this mortar got granite. You know, there by our stoves and all that, normally you will find some granite in there. Very good, very expensive, very impressive. Then they do engraving also. Now, if a Christian guy comes and he tells you, you must make a sign of the crucifix, the cross. Is jais? No, it's haram. If the Jutla comes there, he tells you, you must make the star of David and so forth. Haram. If the Hindu comes there and tells you, put the Om sign. You know, they got their symbol. Haram. And anybody else come. So these are the sha'air, the symbols of the non-Muslims. Quran Kareem taught us, this is a maxim, golden principle of Islam. Chapter 5, verse number 2. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. You must cooperate and assist with one another in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. You cannot cooperate in sin and transgression. So you must have a big board there on your business that we do engraving, but we do not do the symbols of any religion before besides Islam. You must be straightforward. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. The more taqwa you have, the more Allah will teach you things. The more taqwa piety you have, you think you're losing a customer. Nay, وَمَيْ chapter 65 verses 2 and 3. وَمَيْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever has taqwa, Allah makes a way out for him or her. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will give you risk and sustenance and provision from such quarters you never ever anticipated. Last question, Mona.
This is an important question. If a male is performing his second Hajj, can he make the second Hajj Nafil Hajj or Hajj Badal on behalf of the entire Ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, including all the marhumin and all those living? He is in Medina currently and is waiting for your advice.
MashaAllah, Allah Kabul Farmai, give our salams, give Maulana Salim salam, give our Junaid Mota salams. If you remember, my brother, Ya Dakhil Ad-Dar, Salli Ala Nabi Al-Mukhtar. You entered Medina, read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations, and convey salams. Now you're going to fasten Ihram. So now when you fasten Ihram, so fasten Ihram for Umrah. And say, Ya Allah, you must add one, two words that I'm teaching you. Say, Ya Allah, this Umrah I'm making is for all the people from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time, right to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam's time, and the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, those who passed away with Iman and Islam, and those who are living, and those yet to come till the day of justice. So what you are doing, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time, right till the last baby to be born and to live with Iman and die with Iman, you're performing a Umrah for them. You will make a Tawaf for them. You will make a Hajj for them. Me and my wife did that many a time when I went on my trip now to Northwest. You see, I told few people there, I don't know where now. I told them I perform Hajj for all of you. I made Umrah for all of you. I made Tawaf for all of you. I was also in situations like this. It's a Nafil Hajj. And so you make intention for the entire human race. You make intention for all the jinnats also who are Muslim. So that also is permissible, no problem with that. So you must remember, make it, broaden your intention, brother. Well done, Allah accept your Hajj. We conclude today's lesson. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْ حَجَّنَا حَجًّا مَبْرُورًا وَسَعْيَنَا سَعْيًا مَشْكُورًا وَذَمَّنَا ذَمًّا مَغْفُورًا وَتِجَارَتَنَا تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورُ يَا عَالِمَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ آمِينَ. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.